Okay, so thank you very much for having me here. It's an honor to speak at DEF CON. So I remember I've spoken since DEF CON 0, DEF CON 1, 2, now 3, and I see the crowd is really growing, like doubling every year. It's really great to see the growing of the Ethereum community. So I want to tell a little bit about what we are doing at Slockit. So our goal is to build a decentralized sharing economy. And since last year I was speaking, a lot of things have happened. So we have done several projects. One which is worth mentioning is Share and Charge. This is a project we did for Innergy and helped building it. And this is a platform where people can rent out their private charging station for electric cars and let other electric car users use them. So it enables to help that we will have a lot more charging stations, especially in Germany. And there are already 1,200 charging stations live on a public Ethereum chain. And this is backed up by a large corporate, such as Innergy in Germany. I think it's one of those rare occasions where a large corporate is using the public Ethereum chain to connect their assets to it. So I think this is a really great project. Another project we are part of is the Energy Web Foundation. You will hear more about it later today from a talk, so I will not go too much into this. Another project we did last year, we did reuse the DAO framework in another setting, and at Siemens, it's a large corporate in Germany, I guess you all know it. There is a live DAO running there with a lot of people participating inside the Siemens company, so Siemens employees, and they are using this for donating to charitable causes. So it's similar to a charity DAO that they use the funds they gather together and make votings together and send it to some places. So we are working hard with larger corporates in Germany to make them use Ethereum and help them learn how to develop technologies on top of this. But this is just one part of what Slockit is doing. The more important part, in my view, is our work on this so-called universal sharing network. So what is this about? Our goal is to connect smart objects to the blockchain by managing the access control in a smart contract to see who is allowed to use certain devices. So we know that the number of connected devices is growing and growing. You have smart locks, you have smart plugs, and a lot of other devices. And we want to control the access to them via a smart contract, which can be a payment, can be another logic behind this. So let me show you the architecture of the Universal Sharing Network. So first, you have the USN registry. And this is completely based on the ENS. You could even say it is the ENS, because we just use a domain there, which then resolves to an access control smart contract. This is another part here. And the access control smart contract has the logic inside to rent, sell, or share things, or even pay as you use, connected to a payment channel, or just have a white list of friends and family which are allowed to use the object. But every smart device can be registered in USN with a nice human readable name and then pointing to a smart contract managing its access control. Of course, another thing you need is an actually access control device, because most of the smart objects do not have enough bandwidth and computational power to actually run an Ethereum even light node. So, and for those who don't have it, we have built an access control device which runs an Ethereum light client. It can run an IPFS node, and it runs a library for home automation, so it can be used to connect to all those devices at home. I will also come to this point a bit later. This access control device is then connecting to the smart device or door lock or other things, and sending a Bluetooth, Zigbee, or Z-Wave signal to control it. So that's the basic architecture. Then, of course, you have the mobile app. The mobile app has the purpose of managing the keys, helping with discovering objects, could be something which you're close to through NFC or scanning in a QR code, or something you're not close to, just showing a map and you can discover those objects. So this is the general architecture. Now I want to go explain a bit more about each of those points. So first, the USN registry, which everybody can use. It is following the following format. So it has a device name, an optional device counter, because we often found that you use one smart contract to manage a lot of devices. You, of course, can have one smart contract per device, but it's not very efficient also when it comes to gas costs, and often you have one owner renting out several objects. So therefore, you have the device name, optional counter, and then the contract name. And the contract name then resolves to the access control smart contract on the ENS. So it can look something like this, a city bike number 3 at a Berlin bike rental.usn.eth. This is the ID of this smart object, which would then be resolved to the smart contract and can be managed from there. So we're very thankful for Nick, who developed the ENS. It's really a great system, very well thought out and very usable today. So let's come to the access control smart contracts. There are a lot of different use cases, and you cannot have them all in one contract. So actually, those smart contracts have only one required interface, which is similar to the ENS. It's just the supports interface function. And there you'd say which interface are supported, which can be several, something like the rent functionality, which is the most basic one, where people can pay a deposit, use something, and when they are done, they return it, they get a deposit minus the costs back, and the costs go to the owner. This is one interface. Another interface could be to book something in the future, reserve something for you. You can have whitelisted groups which pay nothing or can use it with a discount. Or you can just pay as you use. And in this case, you can resolve to an address which is managing a payment channel. With this payment channel, you can pay directly without going through the smart contract all the time. And just pay as you use. So those are the access control smart contracts. The access control device, this is something we have played around with a long time. In the beginning, we just used Raspberry Pis. They are nice. We can use them for a lot of things, but they also have their weaknesses. It's just not an industrial-grade device, which everyone who has used them for a while knows the SD card can break and a lot of other things can break. And so we have chosen the Samsung Arctic 7 as a very good chip for our use case. It has an 8-core 64-bit ARM processor. It has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Zigbee, Thread, everything on this little chip here. It has 1 GB of RAM, 4 GB of flash, and this is enough to run an Ethereum Lite client, very stable in this device. And also you can have the IPFS node running in this. It has enterprise class security and has a hardware secure element in it, which you can use for storing the keys, but you can also use an SMT32 on the chip to do this. Software, as I said, the Lite client, we have home open source home automation software running on it, and of course our USN access control logic as JavaScript or Node.js code. So this is actually the stuff, I showed it here a bit, some of the devices. This is a 3D printed box where we have this in, and I will show you in a minute how this hopefully works in a live demo. But let's get to the user interface. So we think user interfaces are very, very important if you want to target mainstream. So we hired a very good designer helping us building a nice user interface. So let's have a moment switching to my phone here. This works. So you should see the screen of my phone, which is connected. It seems like it has a very weak, there it is. I'm glad it worked. So this what I show you now is not the real life app. This is the design of the app. And afterwards, I'll show you what we have built so far, which is about 70 or 80% of the stuff you're seeing here. So but I thought it's important to show you also the design, to get a feeling of how people can actually use the system. So in the beginning, you have a screen showing you what's some filters like available now within 0.5 kilometers, certain kind of things. So if you go into this, it makes some suggestion. So let's say I want to drink something in the morning. Well, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I actually may want to have a bike ride to the office, for example. We can switch to the map view to see what's available in my neighborhood or close to me. And so let's say I then want to rent something. I can also search for stuff based on time or just based on which kind of object I want to use. So let's say I'm in the morning, I want to take a bike to get to the office. So I can go for bikes. I can check out for the current location. And it shows me several bikes which are close to me, shows the price, shows also when it comes to reputation, like how many people who used it actually liked it. I can then click on the bike and see some information about how far away is the bike, who's the owner, is he verified? So this person, for example, is verified as Keybase, but we are very open to also use other mechanisms such as Uport or pickups from Parity. It really doesn't matter. The user can see how he's verified and if he can trust the system or not, which features all of this kind of things, and then you can click on rent. You can see how long do I want to rent it, 2 hours, or maybe even several days. Let's go for 2 hours here. When it comes to payment, of course, Ether is the preferred way of paying it. But we are aware that not everybody wants to use Ether as a currency to pay it. So we also say we accept Bitcoin or US dollars using PayPal or credit cards. And how it would work in the smart contract then is that someone needs to send a proof that the money is received. This also can be just the owner. If the owner says, yes, I received the money, I can call it a function in the smart contract says, yes, I received it. Of course, you have not all the features that you would have if you would have paid in Ether, such as the deposit is held by the smart contract and only released once you return it. Those features you only have, of course, if you pay in Ether. So if you go next, get a summary of what's the bike, the date, how long, the payment, including a deposit in this case, and then you can just click rent. So the rent was successful. I can then go in the view, showing me all the stuff I'm currently renting, which is the bike. I also rented a place in a co-working space. So if I tap on the bike, it would open a screen to actually go in front of the bike, sending a Bluetooth signal to open the bike lock. So, but let's go, here's for example the office space, which I also can use. Let's say I took the bike, I did hook a ride to the office, I'm in there now, and so what's next? How could you also use it? There's also a way of just looking for objects which are close to me. So I could check for QR code or even NFC. So I would click, let's say there is a nice 3D printer I want to use in the office. And once I want to use it, I go in front of the thing. It is Slockit enabled, so you have a nice Slockit logo on it. You go there, you click on the near field communication. It is showing a device because you're standing in front of it. It's a 3D printer. You can have a look and you can rent it. So this is just an idea of how this app looks like. And now I want to show you the version which we have right now. So just a moment, it's loading. So let's see. Oops. Okay, there we go. So there we have this map view. We are here in Cancun. Just scroll a little bit. So we of course put some objects here. So this is now the real app, and we want to use this microwave here. This is what you can see here. If I click it, it shows me the microwave, which I can then click on. It shows me the price, 0.01 Ether per hour. It shows me some features of the microwave, and I can now rent this lock. I can ask how long. It shows me the calendar. I just want to have it one day, not too long. Say. Even 9 hours is a long time. I can select the Ether account. I can, of course, have several Ether accounts in the app. View the summary. There's the microwave, the renting time, 9 hours, the price, total costs. Looks good. So I can now rent the object. This is sending now a transaction on the blockchain. And you can see this device here, those nice LED lights going up. So what this box is, in there we have this access control device. We have the power plug. Power supply, everything in one box. And the nice thing is what you can do with it, you can plug something in, such as the microwave, and then close it. It's actually key to change the stuff you plug in. You can would like to show a washing machine, because a washing machine is a really nice use case. It was just too heavy to get here. And so that's why we choose the microwave. But you could think about like sharing a washing machine in a shared apartment. You have like 8 students living there. One guy is buying the washing machine. Every time somebody wants to use it, he pays. And it's just completely without even talking to each other or having a shared calendar or something like this. So if I now go on the view of the object, I can see all the stuff which I'm renting here. So let's go on the popcorn microwave, which I am renting. So it shows me turn on and off. So let's turn it on. Let's see if this works. This is a real live demo. Yes, it is green. So it got the signal. So let's use this. And make something in the meantime. So this is the microwave which I just paid for using it, running. So let's show some other stuff. Go into discovery mode. You can also go look at the list of things. There are bikes. And of course, there is an apartment which I may want to rent. This is the Slockit apartment. Yeah, Wi-Fi is very slow, so the pictures are loading a bit slow. But this is an apartment from our in hometown, Mittweida, Germany, so it's remotely now controlled. I can see the price, some features, where it is, and also, of course, rent this log. I can set the date from today until start here, those 3 days. Payment, I'm using Ether. Show me the summary. Yes, everything looks good. Can render objects. So now it's also sending a transaction. This is our office in Midvida, very nice place. So rent was successful. And now I have control over it. So this is the smart log you can see here. I can maybe put this a bit up. Oops, let's say this should not fall down. So we are using a new key smart log. So we are not a hardware manufacturer of smart logs. We use existing smart log infrastructure to connect to. So the smart log here is now, because it's not smart enough to run a client in there, we have this access control device here, which is just running one of those light lines connecting to the door lock. So let's see, if I go now on this locket apartment, I have control over it since I rented it. Just a moment, still loading. Let's see, yes, it worked. So this is right now locked. I can now push the unlock button. This will send a signed message to this box saying, I want to unlock it. And then the like client needs to verify that it actually did work. So nope, let's try this again. The Wi-Fi is a bit shaky. Yes, okay. Now the log opens, I can enter. And use this apartment. Okay, and then on later if I don't use it anymore, I return it so I don't have access to it anymore. Okay, so I think also the microwave should be done now. So I just thought, who wants some popcorn? Let's hear. Get some popcorn to enjoy the presentation. You're welcome. So let's get back to real presentation. Okay, it's a bit small. But well, so what I wanted to announce today is that we want to start the minimal viable product now. It's still not perfect, so that's not a public release of a product that everybody can use it yet. But if you go on mvp.slockit, you can register to become an MVP user and try the system out. So that's what we want to do now for the next coming month and see, get some feedback, optimize the system until we feel it's really stable. Those users, the MVP users, can use it reliably. And once we feel it's safe, then we are ready to release it to the public and everybody can use it. But please register at mvp.slockit and try the system out. So all of this cannot be done alone because we want to integrate with as much devices as we can. And so we have a lot of partners and friends from smart lock manufacturers, also, of course, people in the Ethereum ecosystem, such as Uport or EtherRisk and many others. So we're very thankful for all those people we can work together with. And of course, also I want to mention the Trusted IoT Alliance, which we are part of, which are a lot of bright people which are thinking about how we can secure IoT devices today using blockchain technology by giving them, for example, identities, and that you can securely transact using the blockchain. Of course, last but not least, I want to thank my team. I have a great team of, I think this is an old picture, we are about 17 people right now, plus some students and freelancers, so in total up to 20, and working on the system. And I really have to thank them for building all of this. They are a great team, and I think the next couple of months, or next year, we can release something which everybody can use, and we have mainstream users renting out things and connecting smart objects to smart contracts. And I think this is something where Ethereum is very good at, because maybe mainstream users will not use Ether as the main currency, maybe, maybe not, but machines don't care. And to pay machines, this is something we can really use it for. And machines can verify the payment and act accordingly. That's something we want to build together with you. So thank you very much for your attention.